You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Warning Wednesday time, and we're going to be taking a look at insurance scams, what you need to be looking out for, and how you could potentially outsmart the scammers. I'm joined on the line by the executive head for claims at Momentum Insure, Funeka Ngewu, to take a look at this and try and understand how we can protect ourselves as consumers and as citizens. Good evening, Funeka. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with looking at the types of insurance scams. I mean, there's definitely been an increase in scams in general, but more specifically, insurance scams kind of tend to follow a different pattern to what might be other scams out there.
100%. Good evening, Jimmy. Thank you for having me. But 100%, insurance scams are a little bit more intricate in detail. Obviously, it's a financial scam, so the goal is obviously to somehow enrich the scammer, but it is quite prevalent in the industry at the moment.
Funeka, when we look at insurance scams, obviously the one name that sticks out and the one name that's been in the media for the longest time is Rosemary Ndlovu around the various policies that she had on family members and all of that. That is just one type of example of the kinds of scams that are out there. What are we seeing in terms of some of the other types of scams that might be more common that consumers must be aware of?
From a short-term insurance perspective, it's definitely related to the general public or consumers trying to sell their belongings or assets, just in general because of where the economy is at the moment. People are trying to unbundle assets that they have that are paid off or have little finance charges on them so that they can obviously get the cash in order for them to be able to move a little bit better economically. So what is happening is when they are attempting to sell their assets, they're doing it privately. They are being contacted by private individuals who are then transacting with them, providing them with false bank transfer statements to show that funds have been transferred. In some instances, it's for motor vehicles, it can be for bicycles, it can be for electronic goods like laptops, cell phones, etc. You release the item to the person, and it turns out that the funds are not actually in your bank account, and the proof of transfer that they have sent you is actually fraudulent. The other one that relates to your home is a pretense of municipal workers coming to your property saying that there is something happening with either your electricity or your plumbing, your water supply. And in that instance, they are trying to get access to your property. So it is, in some instances, the domestic or helper is home alone. In some instances, the family is there and it can be an armed robbery. But essentially, the intent there is to obviously steal from your property. Any phone call from any dealership in South Africa that says that they need to collect your vehicle because there's something wrong with your vehicle and that they're going to send a tow truck to your property to collect your vehicle, that is another scam that is currently in the industry.
Funeka, as a consumer, I'm sitting here and I'm trying to get ahead of this. What are the red flags I need to be looking out for to say, hang on, something just doesn't add up here? And in looking at those red flags, how do I then get ahead of someone trying to potentially scam me? What do I do to protect myself?
So I think the first thing is to obviously trust your instincts. When things are happening too quickly, you have to move a little bit slower. If you put a car on sale and someone wants to test drive it and pay and take the registration documents in a couple of minutes, just stop and think about your actions a little bit. And, you know, don't bypass your own security measures just because you think that this is a good deal, because that's what happens. Usually people just ignore the red flags because they believe that there's a money coming into their bank account very quickly. They've got a hot sale and they want to transact quickly. When you are letting go of an asset, rather move a little bit slower, try and confirm transactions that have happened Any municipal workers that need access to your home, you need to obviously be aware of that prior to them arriving at your property. I think you need to let your helpers, gardeners know as well that nobody is allowed access to your property. And should somebody want to access your property, they need to call you ahead of time. Any email or SMS from an unknown number that refers you to a link that you need to click on is obviously a red flag if you're not aware of who that company is, or the link or email or SMS is unfamiliar to you. If you go a little further and you click on that link and they request banking details, know that you've gone too far. So try and stay away from inputting your banking details on any link that you are not familiar with. And as far as possible, try to confirm things with your bank prior to transacting. The banks are amazing. Anything that happens on your account, they can validate. So if somebody's put money in your bank account, they can tell you if the money is cleared, etc. So speak to a bank or speak to somebody who's more knowledgeable than you are if you are unfamiliar with the transaction that you are about to enter into.
It's 2024, people. Please don't be putting your banking details into platforms you don't know and understand. Funeka, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the Momentum's Circle of Safety. I'm a big proponent of educating consumers and making sure we have as much information out there so that we can protect ourselves. And this is a series that you've been running with Momentum. Tell us about that.
So the Circle of Safety is a hard-hitting series Momentum Insure did with the incomparable Mandy Wiener, an amazing journalist, and she interviewed scammers, she interviewed psychologists, she obviously interviewed some internal stakeholders at Momentum Insure to understand the different perspectives of scams. So from the scammers, from psychologists, and obviously from insurance companies, it really drives home that it could happen to anyone in society and that we remain vulnerable unless we are educated. It is available on YouTube, on Momentum Insure's page, so please check it out. It is really amazing and it really gives a nice view on kind of how scammers operate and the things that you need to look at from the mouths of scammers. So it doesn't get too hard hitting than that.
That's the warning for this week. Do your homework, do your research. Don't give your bank details to people you don't know. We'll leave it at that, Funeka. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That's Funeka Ngeu, who is Executive Head for Claims at Momentum Insure, on the insurance scams to look out for and how to best protect yourself.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.